Well, as mentioned in the opening prayer, we are back from the States and also Canada, and I thought what I would do in the sermonette portion today is to just simply go through the trip a little so you can at least know where we've been and not necessarily who we've seen. I'd rather not go ahead and give specific names in most cases, but in certain cases, which I don't feel would be any problem with, I will mention some. But we were able to see quite a lot of people, and I think an awful lot of the credit for that goes down to Frank and Karen and Antonio, who in fact organised the itinerary and managed to book all the flights and everything else. We managed to really leave an awful lot to them, certainly on the state side of the visit. That was really down to them largely as far as organising the itinerary. But we were able to leave from Manchester. We went up to see our daughter and her husband, and we managed to leave away about 7:15 from Manchester on the Thursday, about 2 weeks ago, and it was a trouble-free flight. We got into Toronto, met by Mrs. Pippi, and we were able to go across to the Pippi's home, which is a condominium in Toronto itself, and there we found out that almost as we left, the website went down and disappeared off the face of the earth. Now, I didn't know why at that particular time, and it was interesting that we were able to then struggle to try and get that website up and run, get some kind of site up and running in some degree, ready for the following Sabbath. So the Friday, the following day, was really spent trying to get that up and running and trying to find out what was going on. It wasn't until later that we actually found that there was certain contravention of the ISP's rules about downloading your files. Now, I think what's been happening, people with broadband, they see the site and say, oh, look at all these files, there's about 200, nearly 300 of them, and they suck the whole lot down. And what was happening was the ISP's bandwidth was being destroyed and eroded. And whether they'd added this particular clause, but the clause was that no file unassociated with a website, and that's what they took it to mean. In other words, you don't download files from the website. So I think we're going to have to do something, in fact I know we're going to have to do something quite different. And I think that although these kind of things have happened before, particularly it seems when we've gone away, that certain disasters take place, that then it's fine, we find later on that aren't disasters, they're actually pushing us in a certain direction. And I think this is the case in this particular trip. This problem was all the way through the trip, that we were trying to get the website sorted out, dealing with the ISP, trying to get some kind of resolution, and yet without success, even to this day. There were certain proposals put together by Phil Henderson, and he in fact has done this in already. He is saying, look, we need to move it on further on. It's almost as if God saw, or can see, obviously, what we need in the future. And he's giving us that gentle push to get it sorted out now. And that's really, it's one of the next jobs that we've got to do. We're thinking of getting servers both this side of the Atlantic and the other side of the Atlantic, plus a portal, which is a kind of like a funnel through which all the requests will go, and then they'll be separated to one or the other servers on whichever side of the Atlantic the requests are coming. And we can therefore handle an awful lot of traffic very, very efficiently. Watch for any kind of intrusion detection, take care of the domain names, and it would give us much more control of the websites. Now that's all got to be done yet, so I'd appreciate your prayers on that. But we're then able to, on the Friday, we went up to the Evanses over in Peterborough in Canada. And on the Sabbath, we were able to then have the service at the Evans' home. It's a nice home out in the countryside, and it was very pleasant to be able to be together with brethren that we'd actually seen in it's about a year since we bumped into the Evanses and the Pippers. On the Sunday, we were able to go up to Barrie, which is up in the north of Toronto, and to a family over there, and have a barbecue and a get-together there. A couple from Florida managed to fly up there also, and people we hadn't seen before, so we were able to get together with them for the first time. And that was very enjoyable to meet them, and we really appreciated being able to do that. On the Monday, it's a hard life, but Judy and Debbie were working on the World Wide Newses. Now it sounds as if they're, you know, tucked away in some kind of sweatshop somewhere. Well, it was a sweatshop, but it was out on the veranda, on the patio, with two laptops, and they spent the day going through all the worldwide newses, determining what is on site, what isn't on site, what needs to be on site, and compiling a list of the various articles there, particularly because we want to move on to providing PDF files of the actual image so that people can see the image itself, and we would like to actually do that if we can. I was working inside on the website problem, trying to get that sorted out. That took me most of that day as well, going back and forth, trying to get that the site sorted. The Tuesday we went back to John and Eileen's and spent some more time with them. And again, it is important as ministers that we do get to talk. And it is really, these trips are very largely up to Canada, is so that Mr. Pippi and myself can actually talk and we can be on the same page and we can see things in the same way. And then on Wednesday morning, we flew across to Cleveland and were met by the Antonios. And then we went that evening and we met a load of people who we'd never actually met in person before. We'd been in contact with for some time. We managed to get together at one of the homes of one of them. And again, it's these contacts with people who are thinking along the same lines and really trying to hold fast to what Mr. Armstrong, or what God gave us through Mr. Armstrong. And this is, you know, such an incredibly important aspect. The Thursday we drove down to the lodge where we were planning to hold services that Sabbath, and you know, got ourselves in there. And Friday also we were there, we were meeting people as they were coming in. On the Friday and also the Thursday as well, I was preparing the sermon for the Sabbath. And it was interesting, right until Friday afternoon, and we were going to have people round at the chalet that we were in, it just was not coming together. I was wanting to speak on, you know, who is the head of the church, but the subject was far too broad. And it came to about 5 o'clock, something like that, in the afternoon, having worked on it for a day and a half, and also made notes on it for, you know, several weeks before. The sermon wasn't coming together, and really the Antonios and Frank actually suggested, look, why don't we go and pray about it? So we all went to our respective rooms and prayed about the situation, and within 2 hours the sermon was basically put together. It was just, the whole thing just fell into place, and therefore I was able to spend some time with everybody that evening, and then Sabbath morning put the final finishing touches to the sermon and gave it then on the Sabbath. It was nice to be able to be in that particular lodge. It was a golf course there. I'm not sure. There's really beautiful lake. There was kind of chalets in the grounds. There's woodpeckers and also deer flies as well, which a bit like nobody's business. But it was a very beautiful area. We were able to have the Sabbath that day. I felt that the temperature in the hall was wonderful, because I was wearing a coat and a shirt and tie and everything else, and it was lovely and cool. However, I could see Mr. Antonio getting up and going over to somewhere and then coming sitting down again, getting up and going over to somewhere else and sitting down again, trying to get the temperature moved up, because the air conditioning was on and it was so low, and some of the ladies only had sleeveless dresses on, and it kept them all awake anyway, if nothing else. But again, we were able to get together with a lot of people, about 26 altogether, and many of them we had not seen before, people that we had got in contact with, but again, it was an opportunity to fellowship. And we had a meal at lunchtime, and fellowship just extended into the evening, so it was excellent there. Well, on Sunday, it was relatively early in the morning, we got off to Pittsburgh to catch a plane, and we then went to St. Louis in Missouri. Mississippi, Missouri, I mean, you can understand the temperature again is very, very hot. It reminded us of Nigeria. It wasn't quite as humid as Nigeria, but it wasn't far off. And we then, again, we went to We had an informal Bible study. It wasn't a formal Bible study. It was an informal Bible study that evening with a potluck with, I think, everybody that was attending there we had never seen. These are new people that we'd never actually met before, although we had been in contact with them. And I was able to counsel that afternoon on the Sunday. I was able to counsel somebody for baptism. And we then, on the Monday morning, we arranged for a pool in the locality where we held the potluck. They arranged for a pool, a neighbour's pool, to be used for the baptism. So we were able to do the baptism there. And that was very enjoyable. Again, had brunch, and then we got on a plane and flew back to Pittsburgh. In Pittsburgh, we lodged into a hotel near the airport, and then we drove out to the Hazlets and another couple as well. And as the daughter-in-law said, I think to Judy, she said, "Well, at least Mr. Hazlett would be able to have a new group of people to practice his jokes on." So, I think I'm hoping that you will meet the Hazlets because they're a delightful family there. And we were able to spend that evening with them, and let's say the other couple that was there as well. Wednesday morning, Tuesday, we came back to the hotel near the airport. Wednesday, we flew out to Toronto, and we were met by Eileen Pippi again. And we were then able to spend a couple of hours at her daughter's place, just recuperating and talking. We were able to spend a little bit more time with Mr. Pippi, who came in from work for about 3/4 of an hour or so, and then back to the airport and back home. It's interesting, coming back home, they came over the announcements, you know, the joys of travelling, and unfortunately we're going to have to be delayed a little bit, and about an hour's delay, because we're going to have to drop some people off at Halifax, Nova Scotia, on the way. This is an unscheduled stop. And it was interesting that one of the families that was trying to get to Manchester had just come from Nova Scotia that particular morning, or no, it was 12 hours before. So they'd been travelling, presumably, very early in the morning. And they came from Halifax, they flew back, they hung around in the airport in Toronto, got on a plane with us, and then flew back, and they landed in the airport that they'd just taken off from. So we didn't feel quite so bad. But we got on Thursday morning, we got in met again by Munro Travel, that's my daughter and the children, and we crashed out for a day in their home, and then we actually arrived back yesterday. I think it was yesterday, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So we're still a little jet-lagged, but it's not too bad, not as bad as sometimes. Now, if you'd just like to turn with me over to Acts 20, you know, what we're able to do today, and just really put this all into context, if we just imagine what it was like in the early church, and they also, and Paul had to travel around and establish churches, and he was in the process, you know, he would baptize people, he would preach to people, and the churches were raised up. But as it says here in Acts 20, pick it up in verse 17. From Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church. So there are elders from this church area in verse 17. When they were come to him, he said to them, "You know from the first day that I came to Asia, after what manner I've been with you at all seasons serving the Lord." And he then describes, and this was a ministerial meeting. And again, as I said, it's the reason for going to Canada. We delight to see the Evanses, but the reason, primary reason, is to get together with the Pippis, because it's vital that we are and we stay on the same page. And he goes into, notice in verse 28, it says, "Take heed therefore to yourselves," and he's talking to the ministry there, "and to all the flock over which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to feed the church of God which he has purchased with his own blood." It's vitally important that we look after the church and the people within the church, and that is our job as ministers, and it is to care for those within the church. That's a responsibility given to us For it says, "For I know that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, for not sparing the flock, also of your own selves shall men arise speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them." It's important that we stay on track, that we stay aligned with what we've been given. And that is very much the purpose of these visits, to see people, to see the actual brethren, to get together as ministers, to make sure we're all on the same page, ready for the feast. Therefore watch and remember for the space of 3 years. And he goes into this, and it says in verse 36, he says, "And when he had thus spoken, he kneeled down and prayed with them all, and they all wept sore and fell on Paul's neck and kissed him, sorrowing most of all for the words which he spoke, that they should see his face no more." And they accompanied him to the ship. I know when we go down to Africa, it is very difficult there, leaving, because we know that the kind of society that they're going back into, and we get onto the plane and we're flying back into a Western country. It wasn't the same here, but it's nevertheless, there is a great deal of emotion to see people, to get to know them. We are people who are aiming for the same thing, wherever we happen to be in the world. And it's important that we, as a united body of people who are going to be united for eternity, and certainly for the millennium, where we are being trained right now for that purpose, to be teachers at that time, that we are united and we are speaking the same thing. Yes, there's telephones, there's the internet, there's all the modern communications, but a face-to-face meeting is also very important. And that's the purpose of these trips, and I hope that this gives you a little bit of a flavour of what we've done this time in the last 2 weeks, and the brethren that we've been able to see, and the things that we've been able to do.